This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have signed a long-term security agreement designed to bolster Ukraine's defenses against Russia's invasion.
We've taken three major steps at the G7 that collectively show Putin he cannot wait us out. He cannot divide us.
Zelensky thanked Biden for the 10-year deal, but said, quote, the question has to be for how long the unity will last behind his country.
The unity in the United States together with the European leaders, how these or those elections will influence this unity.
Biden tried to assure Zelensky, saying that Ukraine will have what it needs. The leaders spoke Thursday on the sidelines of the annual Group of Seven summit held this week in southern Italy. 1 week ago, Houthi rebels in Yemen took into custody 13 of Yemen-based UN employees, as well as many as 18 international aid workers in a series of raids across the country. Thursday, 30 UN ambassadors demanded their release. VOA's Jeff Custer has the story.
A group of 29 UN member nations and the European Union Thursday signed a statement condemning the actions by the Houthi rebels and demanded the release of the UN employees and the other aid workers. At UN headquarters in New York, British UN Ambassador Barbara Woodard read the statement, saying the actions also put the people of Yemen who need humanitarian aid at risk.
We are gravely concerned at the significant and rapid deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Yemen and underline that it is essential for humanitarian actors to have unimpeded access to civilian populations.
UN officials said Thursday they've been in touch with the de facto authorities in Yemen and are working to secure the release of the aid workers, but had no progress to report. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials say U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich jailed in Russia on espionage charges to stand trial. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
The Wall Street Journal reporter has been in a Russian prison accused of espionage. Authorities say he'll stand trial in the Ural mountain city of Yekaterinburg. The prosecutor general's office said Gershkovich is accused of gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a facility that produces and repairs military equipment. This is the first time details of the accusations against him have been revealed. If convicted, Gershkovich faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution demanding that Sudan's paramilitary force halt its siege of the only capital in the vast western region of Darfur that it doesn't control. The resolution was adopted Thursday by a vote of 14-0, with Russia abstaining. It expresses, quote, grave concern at the spreading violence and credible reports that the paramilitary rapid support forces are carrying out, quote, ethnically motivated violence in El Fasher, where more than 800,000 people are reportedly trapped. Sudan plunged into conflict in mid-April 2023 when long simmering tensions between its military and paramilitary leaders broke out in the capital Khartoum and spread to other regions, including Darfur, which became synonymous with genocide 2 decades ago. Ukrainian winemakers visit California's Napa Valley to learn how to heal war-ravaged vineyards. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Georgi Molchanov knows how to cultivate grapes, but it's tough to do with undetonated mines all around.
We have one rocket directly in my vineyard and plenty close to 1 yard.
Molchanov and Svetlana Sybak went to California to try to reclaim and heal wounded land.
Yes, war is in our soul, in our life, but we need to continue our life.
Violet Gergich's Napa Valley Winery is working with other organizations to do things like safely detonate those mines and work on soil health.
Seeing horrible things happening in the world, we want to do what we can to help.
Sybek says Russian troops are staked out about 4 miles from her vineyard, but the war hasn't directly affected operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
A U.S. Navy submarine has pulled into Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, in a show of force as a fleet of Russian warships gather for planned military exercises in the Caribbean. U.S. Southern Command says the USS Helena, a nuclear-powered fast-attack submarine, arrived at the U.S. base in Cuba on Thursday. That's a day after a Russian frigate, a nuclear-powered submarine, an oil tanker, and a rescue tug crossed into Havana Bay after drills in the Atlantic Ocean. Pentagon officials say the Russian drills don't represent a threat to the U.S. They come less than 2 weeks after President Joe Biden authorized to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike Russia to protect Kharkiv. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.